Hi, and welcome to Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we are reviewing Be Excellent at Anything. The book was written by Tony Schwartz, and this article was written by Jill Donahue. Quote, "We're capable of so much more than we realize." That's the opening line in the foreword of Be Excellent at Anything. Do you ever feel like the proverbial hamster on the wheel? You're busy, busy doing, but you're not getting anywhere. Did you ever stop to consider what it is you really want? How to spend and renew your energy? What you need to do to work at full capacity? As they say, to maximize the height of a souffle, we know we must follow the recipe carefully. But what if there's a recipe for maximizing your ability to rise? Tony Schwartz has that recipe. He describes, in his New York Times bestseller, Be Excellent at Anything, how each of us can achieve sustainable excellence at anything. The golden egg for this week's article, humans don't come with a power cord. Quote, "The way we're working isn't working for us, for our employers, or for our families. It's not the number of hours we work that determines how much value we create. Rather, it's the quantity and quality of energy we bring to whatever hours we work." It comes from the introduction of Be Excellent at Anything. I charge my iPhone overnight and it's good to go for a full day. But what about you? How do you fuel your energy source? What is your energy source? Can you operate without refueling your energy? And what happens to your work and life if you don't? Operating at our best is not just about intrinsic talent and working hard. A key element is how well we meet our four energy needs. And those energy needs are 1, physical, sustainability, 2, emotional, security, 3, mental, self-expression, and 4, spiritual, significance. The problem is, most people think we work like a machine. Plug us in and we go. However, by moving rhythmically between activity and renewal in each of the four energy needs, we can build our capacity to generate more and more value over time. Gem number 1, plug in, recharge. We all know them. The people that punch in before the sun is up and punch out like zombies when the sun is set. Maybe you're one of them. Because like most of us, you think that the best way to get things done is to keep your nose to the grindstone. Start early, finish late. Our computers can do it because we offer them a never-ending source of energy by plugging them in. This allows them to run multiple programs simultaneously at consistent high speeds for long periods of time. Unfortunately, we don't have such a simple power supply. Most people leave themselves unplugged from an energy source for periods of time that are far too long, and as a result, our output suffers. For some unknown reason, we think we can run on empty. We haven't taught ourselves how to recharge and maximize our energy. The better we are at pulsing between expenditure and intermittent renewal of energy, the more productive we will be. So how often should you plug in? Well, Schwartz tells us the best way to produce maximum output is to consciously change gears, refresh, and recharge every 90 minutes. Want to produce high def output instead of standard? Try this. Wake up after 7 to 9 hours of sleep, more on that later, and spend 90 minutes working. Then take a break and have breakfast. Work another 90 minutes and go for a run. Work for 90 minutes and take your lunch break. Do you get the picture? Can't do it, you say? Well, what about small steps? What about taking your lunch away from your desk? Or making a habit of eating something healthy every 2 or 3 hours? Or, as a really baby step, just stepping away from the task at hand every 90 minutes to breathe deeply? Now that you know it will help you produce at a higher level, you can give yourself the permission to simply step away. Refresh, refuel, and recharge. What a concept. Gem number 2 for this article, fatter, dumber, and more dangerous. Quote, "No single behavior, we've come to believe, more fundamentally influences our effectiveness in waking life than sleep." Comes from page 57. What is the first ingredient in Schwartz's recipe? Where does energy renewal begin? The answer is physical renewal. It's the foundation of the four dimensions of energy, and plain and simple sleep is the foundation to physical energy. Schwartz drives home the value of a good night's sleep by sharing overwhelming evidence that sleep deprivation takes a toll on nearly every aspect of our lives, including performance. In short, it makes us fatter, dumber, and more dangerous. Ironically, it's the first behavior most of us are willing to sacrifice, on the mistaken assumption that we can use those, quote, saved hours to be more productive, when in fact the reverse is true. If you have a good night's sleep, you can get more done in your waking hours. Schwartz says, "Awareness is half the battle when it comes to sleep, both because most of us underestimate the cost of getting too little and because of the extraordinary value of getting enough." He is convinced, and convincing, that adequate sleep, which equates to 7 to 9 hours per night, sets the stage for improvement in every part of our lives. You don't need that much sleep, you say? 5 hours is sufficient? The Henry Ford Sleep Disorder and Research Center says the percentage of the population who needs less than 5 hours of sleep per night, rounded to a whole number, is zero. Most of us who are sleep deprived, however, often don't recognize it. We don't see the gap between our performance and what could be with proper sleep. Quote, like a drunk, a person who is sleep deprived has no idea how functionally impaired he or she truly is. Have you forgotten what it feels like to be truly awake? Schwartz thinks most of us have. Be Excellent at Everything exposes the uncomfortable truth that most people are not satisfied or fully engaged in work or life. And Schwartz's solutions to maximizing human potential are rooted in fascinating research, making his evidence all the more convincing. Whether you want to improve your own or your team's potential, this book has the solution, and it's presented in an engaging, don't-want-to-put-it-down kind of way. Get the recipe to be excellent at anything. This has been Actual Books Audio. My name's Chris Taylor, and we were discussing Be Excellent at Anything. We hope you enjoyed it.